Good morning, this is Mark Cole with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, October 31st. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down a penny and a quarter, December wheat down 4¾ cents, and January beans down a quarter of a cent. Currently, we've got the dollar up another 13, 14 ticks, just shy of 97 cents at 96.93. These are the highest levels we've seen on the dollar since July of 2017. Crude oil is just a little bit lower. Metals are lower. Looks like another down day here today. We don't see much that's in the news that's going to rescue this thing. The trade war talks continue to be a non-issue, really. The president's dug in. The Chinese are dug in. Nobody wants to seem to budge. The president keeps raising the stakes. So I don't know if the Chinese are going to bend. There was a report out today that the Chinese have gone on a soybean meal diet, meaning that they're trying to cut back on as much meal as they can. Conditions around the world are pretty good. We still have, you know, a fair amount of corn and beans yet to harvest. That's going to weigh on the market as farmers have to make a decision. If they can't store it, they're going to sell it. So we just don't see anything particularly positive out here. Now, certainly if the South American weather was to change, the markets would change on a dime. If there was a set-aside program in the works, that would turn things around. But we just don't see any help. And then, you know, Secretary of Ag Produce saying that there won't be any help for 19. None of this helps this market. And again, the path of least resistance seems to be lower, at least through next Monday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.